We welcome every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. Today is our special Faith Promise Sunday, a day in which we seek to support our missionaries overseas, those that are in this country, the Children's Bible Club Ministry, the Projector Ministry. We desire to see these continue on for the Lord. This is our 21st year of the Faith Promise program here at Grace Bible Church. We began in 1990. With a mission budget of $8,000, and we had four missionaries at that particular time that we were supporting, as well as the Children's Bible Club and the Projector Ministry, and we have seen that grow over the years to nearly $40,000 a year. And these dollars are used for our missionaries, for the designated things that you indicate whenever you turn in your cards, and so we thank the Lord for the opportunity. I was reading this past week in Luke chapter 6, just preparing my own heart, and the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 33 of Luke chapter 6, "And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great." It's almost a paradox there if you listen to the language that the Lord is sharing with them. It says, when you give, when you lend, hope for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. In other words, there's an attitude that the Lord is looking for in our giving. He says, when you go in with an attitude of, well, what am I going to get in return? What is my return going to be? Then you're not going to get one. But if you go with the attitude of, Lord, I'm just going to give this. Lord, you just use it for your honor and glory. I expect nothing in return. If you have that attitude, the Bible says, your reward shall be great. And then he goes on to encourage the readers in verse 38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured unto you. In other words, whatever measurement you use in your giving is the same one that God's going to use in His giving to you in your reward. Now, that we can understand. We can understand that. I can remember as a child going down to Manning's food store, and my dad would pick up items that would be used in the garden, and they would have these little brown bags for seeds. And I can remember seeing that guy take it, and he would press those seeds down in that bag. And then he would just take what little bit of left paper of it at the top of the bag, and he would roll it a couple of times and then put a staple in the top. And those bags would just be bulging with seed. Now, you know, can you imagine that today? You go and you buy these little seed packs in there, and they've got this bag that looks like you should get a lot of seeds, and you open it up, and you can count them. I mean, it's just a handful of seeds. You say, "Now, what about this?" Or when you go and buy a bag of chips, and they have a disclaimer on that when you open the chips, it's measured by weight. And it will seem like that you have an excess amount of air inside this bag, but really it's the weight that matters. Now, you know, whenever the old days are past when it comes to measuring, you've heard of the baker's dozen? All right, that's when the baker would just throw a whole bunch in there and hand them to you. Today it's one, you know. And you get your 12, and that's it. But that wasn't the spirit of the age, you know, years ago. And I'm afraid that we're that way with the Lord. It's really His money, and He's entrusted it to you. And we kind of think, "Oh Lord, what am I going to get out of my investment here?" And the Lord says, "If you're worried about your investment, then you're not going to get anything. But if you lend, hoping for nothing again, your reward shall be great." And this is how great it will be. It will be pressed down, pushed down in there, filled to where it's actually overflowing. That's how God will give to you. But you can't go in it with an investment attitude. You have to go in with a giving attitude. I give, and I'll let the Lord worry about the rest. Let me tell you, that kind of lifestyle, that kind of living, there's nothing better in the world than that. But there are very few that live that way. Very few that live that way. Because they're worried. They're worried. Don't worry. The Bible says, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. How big is your grain shovel? All right, how big is it? Is it a little small one? A little child's play scoop shovel? Is it a little bit big? Maybe it's a little camping shovel. I wouldn't recommend a contractor using a camping shovel to dig, would you? What is the size of your shovel? That's the same size that God will use in returning unto you his reward. When we see it in that light, then we understand how God works. God help us to have that kind of faith.